You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is T.G. Shand with the beautiful track Fatwood. We've got T.G. Shand herself on the line. Hey, Anne-Marie, how are you this morning?
Hey, good. Thanks.
It's lovely to chat with you. Congratulations on your beautiful EP, Cinnamon. It's very lush and gorgeously shoegazy and dreamy and wonderful. How long have you been sort of working on these tracks?
Thank you. It's been like 3 years of overthinking everything, probably. Yeah, but it's good. I don't know. I get so impatient, so it's so nice to like have it out and kind of have a fresh slate again as well. I kind of, I don't know. I quite like writing tracks really fast and then releasing them fast. But yeah, it's been quite interesting, like having these like come out quite slowly. Yeah, but yeah, it's good feeling to have it out.
That's quite a nice thing in almost like forcing yourself to work in a different way, maybe by constraints outside your own reckoning. I wondered if it was a bit the tail end of the pandemic kind of holding things up, or what had been the sort of like framework around these tracks for you?
Yeah, I think they just kind of all happened pretty organically over the last kind of few years, I think, like, I don't know, and I, yeah, like, breakups and pandemics and, like, I don't know, all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's just kind of happened pretty organically, but, yeah, felt really lucky to have, like, there are a couple of, like, collaborators on this one as well, which was awesome. Like, Bevan Smith did the mastering, and then him and Corey Champion in Wellington retracked the drums on Fatwood and Streets as well.
Oh, cool.
Which was, yeah, it was really, yeah, it was really cool. It was awesome. I want to do more of that.
That's pretty special. Because who is your live, who is your live band when you're playing, Anne-Marie? Is it a sort of rotating cast, or do you have a couple of people you go back to?
Yeah, it's a little bit rotating, but we've got, so we're looking for a drummer at the moment.
Putting the call out. Anyone out there?
yeah, may as well. So at the moment we've got Hope Robertson on bass, and Jamie Stratton is on guitar, and Richard Larson is doing like guitar and backing vocals and stuff too. So yeah, it's pretty cool. We've only just started practicing again. We've been having little living room practices at home. It's been really cute, like get the fire going and have like a little practice. It's been really cute. Yeah,
that sounds really lush. Feel.
Yeah, it's been really nice, actually. It's a nice way to like hang out. Yeah,
I'm kind of imagining it'd be quite a big sound in a small room, though. Lots of waves and waves of music going on. It must be sort of hypnotic almost.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because like at home, obviously we can't play too loud or anything, otherwise the neighbours will hate me even more. But but it's been kind of nice just doing it really pared back, and I know it kind of helps like get all the details right and stuff as well, I guess. Yeah
totally. It does feel, I'm interested that it was written over a period of time, because it does feel very like cohesive as a record. It sits really neatly together, and there is like, you know, a bunch of ideas that seem to carry through the tracks as well. What was the most recent and the oldest one on this? I always am interested in seeing where the start and the end of the ideas comes.
I think Streets is probably the oldest one. That was, yeah, definitely like, that's probably the oldest one. And then Fatwood is the newest one. I know. Yeah, it's funny thinking about that. I haven't really thought about that too much, but yeah, it's funny to think about.
It's kind of funny once you've released a record to get that little, like, you know, look back on it as almost a snapshot in time or a window into something. I see that you've been in Portugal for a wee while recently. Obviously, I imagine the record was done before then, but is that where your cover image comes from?
Yes, I was like, I was working in the UK and like went on holiday with my sister for like 5 days. It was, so amazing. But yeah, we went out for dinner one night, and like on the way back, I was like, oh my God, this wall is amazing. So I like made her stand on the other side of the street and get this.
Yes, that's what sisters
are for. It's really embarrassing,
for.
But like, well, like, you know, when you're like in somewhere where you know absolutely no one, it's like, you just don't care.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I feel like that big sort of sun-bleached, gorgeous sound of your record fits nicely in a setting like Portugal, where it's hot and pastel-coloured and wonderful.
Amazing. Have you been?
I have not been. I'm very envious of every friend who seems to be in Portugal at the moment, the half of New Zealand over there.
It was honestly so amazing. If you get a chance to go, honestly, it was amazing. Yeah, just everyone is just so like effortlessly, I don't know, artistic and like just doing their thing, and like I don't know, it was amazing. Yeah.
I was going to say that the reason I was interested is because, you know, this is a big, beautiful, warm, sunny sound, but you've been writing most of this in the South Island, is that right, Anne-Marie? Which is no shade to the South Island's weather. It's actually quite lovely down there.
I was going to say, is that throwing shade?
Hey, I'm also from Christchurch, so I can throw stones in this glass house. But I was wondering, you know, what you were thinking about, you know, location-wise, or do you ever think about the sort of way space influences sound? Is that something that's interesting to you at all, or is that maybe more subconscious?
Do you know what? It's so interesting you say that, because I only started thinking about that when I was away, actually. And like I was saying, some, like, backpackers or something, and there was like there was like music playing, and you just, and I kind of, I know this is going to sound really ridiculous that I'd never noticed this before, but I kind of noticed, like, you know, the social impact and the vibe impact of music. And obviously I know that for myself, and that's why I listen to music in general, but I'd never really thought about that for writing my own music. I know that sounds ridiculous, but like,
it totally makes sense.
It's just like, I mean, I like tones and that kind of stuff, and was definitely influenced by you know, shoegaze stuff and what we were doing with I had another band that I was in called Miniatures and Che, who did a lot of the writing, was had like a lot of influence on the sound, I think. But I definitely notice that more, and I think like in the stuff that I'm, it's more usually been like I get an idea in my head, or I like start noodling around and find an idea and want to and find some kind of direction for it. And I like a kind of like, you know, when you're thinking about like sonic, like soundscapes, and you kind of think about the design of it, but not in the context of a location. So I don't know, I'll definitely be thinking about that going forward. So it's funny that you mention it.
What is the next thing for you? Obviously you've released this now. Is it trying to play some shows? Is it getting straight back into writing or playing, or what's kind of the next step for you?
Definitely be playing some shows and stuff once we've had a few practices done.
Nice.
But yeah, definitely really, really excited about getting some new stuff going. And I know I've been working on some ideas and stuff, but I've also been really busy with work. So I'm looking forward to, the next few months and being able to kind of get creative again.
Totally. Well, congratulations on a beautiful EP, Cinnamon. It's out now in all the places. What's the best place for people to go and find your music? What one do you prefer people go check out?
Probably Spotify or Bandcamp
Nice.
wherever people like.
Excellent. We're going to listen to Notions. Anne-Marie, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. And yeah, congrats again on a wonderful record. We'll hopefully see you up this way for a gig sometime soon. We'll be looking forward to it.
Cool.
Yeah. Hey, have a great rest of your morning. We'll see you later.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.